The Gemara Megillah says that Lamed Aleph on base. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Ezra Tikin Lehem Yisrael. Ezra was Mesakan for Klal Yisrael. She told him that they should lane the Klalos Shebetores Konim, the Klalos in Bayikra before Atzeres, before Shavuot, and the Klalos Shebet Mishnah Torah, the Klalos in Parshas in Devarim before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, why? Omar Abaya. In order that the year should finish off with his klalos. Asks the Gemara, it's all very good that Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Hashanah, but Atzeres, why is Atzeres a Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, and it is a Rosh Hashanah, because if one looks in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that we are Nidan, our parents are Ilan on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it has got the status of a Rosh Hashanah, or Shavuot. Therefore it's got the status of a Rosh Hashanah. If one looks in the Ran on the Rif, he says, what are the Klalos Shebet Torah Konim? That's Bukha Kosai. What are the Klalos Shebet Mishnah Torah? That is Kisavoy. If one opens the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Chof Ches, the Mechaber says, Ul'olam Konim Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres. We always lay the Parsha of Bamidbar Sinai before Atzeres. Tisha B'av Kodim Bo Eschanan, we lay in Tisha B'av before Eschanan. Atem Nitzavim Kodim Rosh Hashanah, we lay in Atem Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. V'lochein, kesh Rosh Hashanah begin base Gimel, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday, she'i shtei Shabbosos bein Rosh Hashanah the Sukkos, there's two Shabbosos besides for Yom Kippur, and besides for Rosh Hashanah, there's two Shabbosos free between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. We have to split up the Nitzavim and Vayelech into two, as two separate tetras, in order that we should lay Vayelech after Rosh Hashanah and Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. L'chayra, this Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, is a steward to the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah implying that we lay in Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah. The truth is that Tosis after Kasha, the Shoenim after Kasha, Tosafot says, Shalu, the Beis HaMedrash of Rav Nissen Gaon. They asked in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav Nissen, why is it, the same sort of question which the Mechaber poses, why is it that when there's two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, we split up Nitzavim from Vayelech to ensure that Nitzavim is before Rosh Hashanah? Says Rav Nissen, the Heshiv, he answered, that he holds that Parshas Nitzavim also contains Klalos, and therefore, since the reason is Kadesh Tich Lashonah B'Kolei Seho, we have to also lay in Parshas Nitzavim in order to finish up all the Kolei, including Parshas Nitzavim. Tosafot asks on Rav Nissen that this seems to be Sosa Gemara in Baba Batra. The Gemara says that Levi said, a member of Levi, Shaloi Kemidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midat Vosav Adam. The Midat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the same as the Midat of Vosav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's mevorech the Yidden, when he blesses the Yidden, he's mevorech them with chof beis oisis, the full 22 oisis of the other faith. But when he's mekalel the Yidden, Rachman Litzlan, it's only with beches oisis, only with 8 oisis of the other faith. Mashenke Moshe Rabbeinu, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mevorech Klal Yisrael, he was mevorech Klal Yisrael, he blessed Klal Yisrael with 8 oisis. When he was mekalel Klal Yisrael, then he was mekalel, he cursed them with 22 oisis, chof beis oisis. Says the Gemara, where do we find Moshe Rabbeinu was mekalel Klal Yisrael with chof beis oisis? Bring the Gemara Pesukim in Parshas Kisavoy. It starts with a vav, v'hoya, and it finishes ad ein koina with a hey. So it goes from vav right the way through the aleph beis till hey to 22 oisis. So Tosafot from here we see clearly that the klalos, which we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was mekalel Klal Yisrael, is referring to Parshas Kisavoy. Tosafot asks further that if Rav Nissen Gaon is correct and he wants to say that Parshas Nitzavim also constitutes Klalos, then we can find other ones in Hazinu also. There's it's not exactly a bed of roses to Klal Yisrael. Tosafot is therefore Cholek on Rav Nissen, and Tosafot holds that Taka in Ochanami the Klalos is only Parshas Nitzavim. However, in order Shloila Hasmith HaKlalos, in order not to make put next to the Klalos, put them next to Rosh Hashanah, we make a break in between. We put Parshas Nitzavim in between, and I thought the halacha brings to the bush. Right, it's the shloicha to shon the katrig at the sotan. Having the klolis too close to Rosh Hashanah may cause the kitrug from the sotan. From Tosfos we see that Tosfos understood that the idea of kedusha tichle shon of a klolis there is that we should finish the klolis from this year. We don't want any klolis to spill over into the next year, and therefore whatever we've got, finish off in the year which we've been. We are holding into the present moment, and then hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, next year will be a fresh start. There will be no klolus. The Masha asks in Kedusha HaGodes that he doesn't understand Tosfos. Says the Masha, Rimonoshech, what was the takana of Ezra? We start laning Kriyas Torah from Bereishis after Sukkot anyway. We're going to be finished Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah, because if we hadn't finished Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah, we'd have a problem. We have too many sedras after Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So anyway, we're going to be finished Rosh Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah. So what was the takana of Ezra? We're anyway going to be finished the klolos before Rosh Hashanah. So what was the specific takana of Ezra that we should be finished the klolos before Rosh Hashanah? The Mashal therefore is clearly contextless, and he has a different pshat in Kitei Shetich Leshanah B'Klol Yisrael. Says the Mashal that we lay in the klolos not the sedra before Rosh Hashanah, but two sedras before Rosh Hashanah. The idea being, and this was the takana of Ezra, that specifically we should lay Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. How did he do that? Because really, says the Marshal, we should really start laying Bereishis at the beginning of the year. Straight after Rosh Hashanah, we should start laying Bereishis. We start the Torah. However, Ezra was mistaken specifically. We start it later. We start it after Sukkot. The idea being that when we come down to Rosh Hashanah, we should be holding just before Rosh Hashanah, we should hold it by Parshas Kisavim. And then Parshas Asim Nitzavim. The idea being that we should build from the klolis. We should be able to look at the klolis, reflect on the klolis, lay parshas atan nitzavim, and learn from it a lesson how we should be mistaken our ways. Because in parshas atan nitzavim is the parsha of tshuva, and therefore we should be able to reflect on the klolis with the parsha of tshuva, and that will spur us on to do tshuva. Maybe we can explore different limudim from the juxtaposition of the klolos after Nitzavim to Rosh Hashanah. If one looks at the beginning of Parshas after Nitzavim, Rashi brings a medrash. Pasuk says, "After Nitzavim Hayoim Lifnei Hashem Lekuchem Hayoim Lifnei Hashem Lekechem." You are all standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the medrash, "Lama Nismecha Parshas after Nitzavim Leklolos." Why was the parsha of after Nitzavim put next to the klolos? Kesheshomu Yisrael, when the Yidden heard the Meir Klolos Chosheshtaim, the 100 minus the 2 in Parshas Kisavoy, and besides the men test Klolos Shebateres Koinim, Hoyriku Penem, the faces turn green. How can we be omen in such Klolos? Hiskum Moshe the Fayasim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Fayasim. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry. In the previous years you have angered the Rebbeinu Shem immensely, and you're still around, don't worry. Hayoim, says Rashi, Hayoim brings the Medrash carries on, Hayoim, just like the day gets darker, is matel, umeir, and then becomes light, so what in Klal Yisrael? It gets darker for the Yidden, and it gets light for the Yidden. L'chaira, the Medrash is very hard to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Yidden the Klalos in Parshas Kisavoy, the idea being that they should realize there's something to be worried about. When he sees Hariku Panayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry. Mishra Zikafela, don't worry. Mimonoshech, is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to scare the Yidden, or he's not trying to scare the Yidden? Number two, the Lashon of Rashi is L'chayr Shver. Rashi says, when they heard the Meir Klolos, the 100 Klolos Chosheshtaim, would it not be more simpler to say Tzadiches Klolos? When it comes to Memtes Klolos Shemateres Koinim, Rashi doesn't say Chamishim Klolos Chosa Achas. There he says Memtes Klolos. Says the Kli Yoko, a Meridik Chiddush. He says the reality is that the Klolos, even though they are maybe to give a trefle, to give us a slight shock reaction, but a person who's a Kshei Oref, a person who's stiff necked, he can say Kibishom Shirs Kibalibiki Bishirs Libi Eilech. He's not so worried. He doesn't have to be too worried about them. The Moshul says the Kli Yoko. It says in one of the klolos, "Vayu shomecha kinechoshes or kabalzel." The heavens will be like copper or iron. There'll be a famine. So a person stiff necked and can think to himself, "Okay, fine, there's going to be a famine in Eretz Yisrael." But it's mashma shomecha your heavens. The implication being that in the neighboring countries everything's fine. But I'll go abroad, no problem. And so on, so on. All the klolos. A person who wants to actualize can ignore them. However, the reality is there's really 100 klolos in Parshas Kitavi. However, there's 2 klolos which are very undefined and very softened, and those are Gam Kol Chodi V'Chol Maki Hashem Loikus V'Vaseif HaTerazis. The 2 klolos which say the illnesses and the makas which are not written in the Sefer Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to bring. And the marshal, if let's say a person who Uvein does something bad to Shimon, and Shimon wants to take revenge, so he goes to Uvein and he says to him, "Listen, because you did such and such a thing to me, I'm going to slash your tires." So Uvein knows now exactly what Shimon's up to, and he knows how to guard himself. However, if Reuven would turn around to Shimon and say, "Listen," if Shimon would turn around to Reuven and say, "Listen, I'm going to take revenge, I'm going to do, you wait, you just wait what's going to come to you," then Reuven will be very nervous, because he has no idea what Shimon's up to. He doesn't know what he's planning. The same thing in the klolos. The rest of the klolos, the Sadiches klolos, didn't bother even too much. However, the 2 which were left undefined, they didn't know what the Rebbeinu was planning. Those 2 gave the Yidden shock treatment. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry. I've known you for the last, says Moshe Rabbeinu, for the last many years. You've angered the Rebbeinu immensely. And really, if these 2 klolos imply terrible treatment, you should have come, you should have had it ready. However, you're fine. Don't worry, the Rebbeinu has not made for you clear. Therefore, what are these 2 klolos referring to? It must be referring to Olam Haba. And just like we don't find in the Torah anywhere, the Torah specifies the schar of Olam Hazeh, the schar of Olam Haba, the reward of Olam Haba, because it's something which we can't appreciate in this world. Because since we're living in Olam Hagashmi, and the schar of Olam Haba is Ruchni, it's something we can't be taifas, something we can't relate to at all. Therefore, the same way we banished Olam, the klolos which are referring to Olam Haba also are left undefined, because it's something which we can't relate to. Therefore, the Medrash carries on, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayoim, just like the Yoim gets darker and lights up, so these klolos are referring to a matzav when it's darker and then it's getting lighting up. Olam Haba is Dom al Choshech, and Olam Haba is light. It's referring to Olam Haba. So according to the Kliyoka, the klolos were not meant to have a terrible shock treatment for the Yidden. There is another Mahalach in this Kasha on Rashi, on the Medrash, from Rav Leib Gurevitz to the Talmud Rava. He says that it's Doima and Sefer Ma'ir Sha'arim. He says it's Doima, it's comparable to the din of Rosh Hashanah. If one opens the Torah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, the Torah says that we're mechabsin or mestaprim for Rosh Hashanah. We wash ourselves, we shave, have haircuts for Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Silon says that Ashrei Yisrael, Klai Yisrael are lucky, because they know the dinim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They know how the judicial system of the redemption works. They know that the reality is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Dallas with Mishpat, there's no chance. There'll be no way. However, the betech on the Rebbeinu Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yasal hem nes, they know that the Rebbeinu Shalom will do for them the nes. And taki nochanami, abad the pachad adin, chil rochav ro'od yoychevun, abad the it pachad adin. However, we are betech that the Rebbeinu Shalom will do for us the nes. Why is the pachad? Because ain't sim chalal nes. We don't come rely on the nes. And forget, maybe Hogufa, the pachad shaboy is the thing which makes us be zeichan din. However, the Yidden of Semchin of Beteach that Rebbeinu Shalom will do for us a nest. This answers this sort of having the Pachad Yidden on one hand, but on the other hand being Semich and Beteach on the Rebbeinu Shalom that will do for us a nest. This answers the cash of the Bach, because the Bach asks, if we Beteach on the Rebbeinu Shalom will do for us a nest, for Vosh Yidden Shulchan Aruch, that we're Lovish Levenim, we wear white clothes. I should say we should wear big Dirikma, festive clothes. Zokhtav Leib, that it's a sort of 50-50 position. On the one hand, there is Pachad Adin, On the other hand, there's the Beteach HaNes, and therefore to show the Beteach HaNes to wear Big Din Levenim, Yom Tov clothes. But on the other hand, because of Pachas Adin, it's restrained. Says the Blaze, how? What is Taka? We see in the Parsha, what is the Derech to be Zeichav Adin? Says the Blaze, if you look in the next few Pesukim, Atan Nitzovim Hayoim Kuchem Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, that if Nei Hashem Alekeichem lies the key to the way to be Zeichen Din. As is well known from the Sefer Seif in the Derech, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Arosh, there was a skula, a way to be Zeicha and to be ensured that one is safe in the times of Magefa. If one is mistabek in the Malchus and in the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shomayim, one could be Zeicha in unbelievable miracles. It's well known that the Brisk Rav, when he was in Warsaw during the war, and it was a terrible Musukan situation, and he had to travel, the way for him to escape was to travel from Warsaw to Vilna. The journey was fraught with terrible danger. The Biskrov took his family who was with him, and he said, if we mistabik, if we were mekabel on ourselves, Malchus Shemayim properly, nothing will happen to us. And Takitakavad, they travelled the whole way, and they arrived in Vilna, they were safe. How is one mekabel on Malchus Shemayim? How is one mistabik in Malchus Shemayim? There's a sitonu in the beginning of the Zeit HaBracha. The prophet says, Vayhi Bishur Melech, this Asif Rosh Yom Yachad Shifte Yisrael. There's the Sipunu by He Bishur Melech. The Ribbono Shleilam has always been a Melech on the Yeshurun. Who are the Yeshurun? The Yeshurun are the people who are sure, who look from a distance, who are mamik in Torah, people who learn Torah. By He Bishur Melech, the Ribbono was always a Melech on those. This Asif Rosh Yom, when the Yidden gathered together for Kabbalah Torah, Yachad Shifte Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a Melech on all of Klal Yisrael. So we see from the Sipunu that Limud HaTorah, that is the Derech, that's the way to come to Kabbalah from Ol Malchus Shemayim. According to this Reb Leib, it's now very moving why we lain Kisovoi Nitzovim before Rosh Hashanah. The idea being that we should look in the Klalis. We should look at the Klalis, they should give us a Pachas Adin. But on the other hand, we should be able to see the Tikkun of the Klalis. We should be able to grow from the Klalis. We should see the Atim Nitzom Hayom Kuchem Nifnei Hashem Alekeichem in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Dafkus, and that should give us the lesson, the way that we should be Zeichen Din. Maybe we can learn another lesson. As is known, the Pesukim in Parashat Atim Nitzovim, the Parasha, there's a Parasha of Tshuva. The Pesuk says, V'shov Hashem Alekeichem Eshuvuscha, after the Yidden do Tshuva, HaKodesh Baruch Hu will return the Goyim, the people who have been in Golus, Rechamecha, and he'll have Rachmanos of the Yidden. The Shavu Kibetcha Mikol Ha'amim, Kibbutz Goyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach, and the Yidden will gather together in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chofetz Chaim, L'chayra, well, as we know, there's a mitzvah of Sepir Yeshua, to wait and hope, and Imanim Be'amun Shleima, to hope and wait for Mashiach. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if one looks around and sees, especially in his days, the matzav of Klal Yisrael amongst the Ummah Ha'olam, how low they were, how degraded the Yidden were. Well, because a person is l'chayr admitted to think to himself, how is it possible that this nation can one day can be lifted up by the Ben Shalom and should become a rot, or almost can become the oil, the light of the nation? How is it possible? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the answer lies in our history. If one looks back into the history of Klal Yisrael, one sees just this thing. Abram was 100 years old. Sorry, Menu was 90 years old. Apiderech HaTeva, no chance of having a baby. From that situation, Hogufa did have a baby. Yitzchok was on the Akedah, he was on the Mizbeach, about to be shechted, about to be killed. From that situation, he was saved, and that stands for Klai Yisrael Adori Dori. Yaakov Avinu, he was chased by Eliphaz. Kiva Makli Avarti Asayadin Azeh, had nothing left, he wanted to kill him. He was saved. He goes down to Lavan. And Dalton was even worse. Arami Oyved Obi. Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu completely. But from there, Yaakov Avinu was married Yud Beis Shvatim and Hol of Klal Yisrael. The Shiv Nefesh Yod Avi Tzechel in Mitzrayim went down to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim was Gefelech, Gol Gefelech. They sunk down to the Memtesh Shari Tumah. No hope. From there, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyod Roma. And within 7 days, the drought of Shivcha al Yom, Mashaloi Roy Chesed Ben Buzi. The Shivcha, the Daz in the Vir, in the Vur, which the lowest of Klai Yisrael attained, was the Daz in the Vur, bigger, greater than Yecheskel Ben Buzi, from the Nevi'im. What do we see? That from Paket, from the lowest ebb, from the lowest ebb of Klai Yisrael's history, from there has grown and be matzmiach the Geula. Therefore, in Ochanami, the matzah may be shver, but from Dorfman, if you take a chizot, then maybe tachin, now is the time when the tables are going to turn, we're going to turn the corner. According to the Chofetz Chaim, it's very beautiful why we're laying again Parshas Kisavoy and Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Because we lay in the Klolos, we reflect on the hardship and the shverkeiten that the Yidden have been through in the previous year, but then we can take a chizot. We lay in Asim Nitzavim with the Parsha of Tshuva, and we can see, maybe Be'ez Hashem, in the coming year, we can take a chizot that Mashiach will tachakam. The Chassam Sofer in Droshes says a very nice word. Chassam Sofer says that in the Klolos of Parshas and Teret Kenim and Parshas Bucha Koisai, we end off, so Afgam Zois Bi Yoisom the Eret Oivem Lo Ima Asim Vole Gealtim Lecha Loisom. After the Chassam Sofer, I don't understand. We're trying to end off with a Chizot of Klai Yisrael. The Roshim Va'af usually denotes wrath, anger of the Ben Shlomo. Would it not have been maybe a bit better to end off, if you want to end off positively, without using the Lashon Va'af? Answer the Chassam Sofer with another question. There's a minhag, as we know, to eat egoizim, not eat egoizim, sorry, on Rosh Hashanah. As is well known, egoizim is big matzah chet, and if we don't simon a milsa, we don't have agav. I've heard Shem Ramotel Druk in Yerushalayim that egoizim is big matzah chet. But the oilam zonish vergessen as chet is oichet big matzah chet. Chakot kavod. Chet is also big matzah chet. Says the Chassam Sofer that he's got a different pshat, a different mahalach, why we don't eat egoizim on Rosh Hashanah. Because if one looks in the Medrash, Klal Yisrael are compared to an egoiz. Just like an egoiz, it lies on the ground, it gets very dirty. However, the inside, it's got a shell, the inside retains its cleanliness and it's clean. Klal Yisrael go bein ha'umois, they go into Golos. And they do get dirty to a certain extent. However, the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, the inside of Klal Yisrael, that retains its cleanliness. Says Chassam Sofer, so we see that the egoizim is something which denotes golus, even though it's got a positive aspect to it, but it denotes golus. And therefore the same thing, ask him on a mill, so we don't have egoizim during Rosh Hashanah. He continues, in the pasuk, ask gam zois v'yoisom, gam zois v'yoisom, ask gam zois, is the gemach, is the Rosh Hashanah of egoiz. So we see that this pasuk is referring to the golus, but again the yidden gets slightly dirty, but the positive aspect is that the pnimius retains its cleanliness. The Be'eret Oyveim refers to, Be'eret Oyveim is Edoim, Yovon, Modai, and Bovel. Says the Chassam Sofer, if one takes the Shnoisov Shel Yaakov Avinu Kuf Mem Zayin, 147 years of Yaakov Avinu, it corresponds to the gematria of the Mem Tes Klolos and the Tzadi Ches Klolos, which altogether makes 147. If one takes the years of Avraham and Yitzchok, Kuf Pei and Kuf Ayin Hei, that's the gematria of Shono. Says the Chassam Sofer, Kedei Shetichle Shono V'Klolisero, in order to sort of wipe out, finish off the Shono, the year, on a positive aspect, V'Klolisero, the Klolos, we have the schus avos which goes connected that, which goes against that. He carries on the avos, the three specific middos, three specific brachos which the avos has: bakol, mikol, kol. The gematria of bakol, mikol, kol is kuf sadi beis 192. The gematria of af, if one spells it out in long, aleph pei with an aleph, pei aleph, is the gematria of kuf sadi beis. And therefore, that's the bracha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You'll be Eretz Oyveim. You have become unclean. But you're in Golos, but you're in the Pnimius retains its cleanliness. But the Va'af, the Chus Avos, the mitzvah of the Ovis, of Bakar, Mikar, Koil, those should be the spur, and those should protect Klai Yisrael even in the Golus. Ezra Hashem, we should be Zeicha from all these Limudim, from Rosh Hashanah, from the Klolis, to give us a spur that we should be Zeicha in Din.